I'm wondering, which is the proper hand for holding a fork, right or left? Well, that depends, you say. Now, ordinarily, you hold it in your right hand. But when you want to cut something on your plate, you transfer the fork to your left hand, pick up your knife with your right hand, cut, then put down your knife, transfer the fork back to your right hand, and proceed to eat. But if you've ever traveled outside the United States, or perhaps even known someone who grew up in another country, you know that, globally speaking, that's a very strange way to use a fork. The vast majority of the world's people, that is, the ones who use forks, keep the fork in the left hand at all times. And what's more, they turn it upside down, or are we the ones who turn it upside down? And then they sort of scoot their food onto the fork and proceed to eat. I'm Landon Saunders, and this is Heartbeat. And I'm just wondering, who is right about this fork business? Or is there really a right? Maybe what we call right is merely the socially acceptable way for our society. Maybe some other way is just as right in a different culture. There's a bumper sticker which says, "In India, women wear their wedding rings on their toes. How strange." And then at the bottom it says, "In America, women wear their wedding rings on their fingers. How strange." I suppose we naturally think that our social customs are rational and obvious, and that the way other cultures choose to do things is, if it differs from us, irrational and even comical. Now, some of you have read a bit in anthropology. And if you have, you know about the strange and exotic customs of tribes in the South Seas, or Africa, or among the Eskimos or American Indians. These people sometimes conclude not so much that these other cultures are wrong, but that there's no such thing as right or wrong, that all human behavior is simply the result of cultural or social customs and nothing more. Now, the obvious conclusion to such a line of thinking is that morality, as a universal standard of behavior, doesn't really exist. What we call morality, they say, is nothing more than the commonly accepted ideas of this or that culture. Now, that would mean that nothing can be called actually right or wrong. Instead, I guess we should just call some actions customary and others not customary. Well, I'd be the last to argue that there's a universally right way to use a fork, or a universally right place to wear your wedding rings. When you come right down to it, it really doesn't matter much which way you do these things. But some human actions do matter a great deal. Customs tend to be chosen by a sort of majority rule. If everybody in our culture does it, it's okay. But what if everybody in a culture is a headhunter or a cannibal? Will we just smile and say, everybody has a right to his own opinion? Or are there some things which can't be voted into acceptable behavior? Are questions of justice or example or respect for the life and rights and dignity of another man, are these questions we can leave to the opinion of the majority? Wouldn't it seem reasonable if there existed some higher law, higher than any culture or society? And wouldn't it seem logical that we judge our customs and those of other men not so much on the basis of how many of us follow these customs or how long we followed them, but on the basis of whether this higher law found them to be just and right? When public and private morals get as muddled and slippery as they are today in our own culture, maybe a search for higher laws possible. Maybe, just maybe, it's even necessary. I'm Landon Saunders. This is Heartbeat.